Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
From Isaiah chapter 19, verse number 1. Behold, the Lord ride on a swift cloud, and will come into Egypt. The idols of Egypt will totter at his presence, and the heart of Egypt will melt in its midst. And the verse number 19, in that day there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar to the Lord at its border. And verse number 25, whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, blessed is Egypt my people, blessed is Egypt my people. Today we celebrate, and our Coptic Church celebrates, the entrance of the Holy Family and Jesus Christ to Egypt. And this day should be like a national day to any country was visited by Jesus Christ. It's like same as Canada Day in 1st of July. Any country was visited by Jesus Christ should be the national day, the greatest day to this country. And St. John Chrysostom said like this when he tried to contemplate on what happened when the Holy Family and Jesus Christ visited Egypt. He said like, by visiting Egypt, Jesus Christ tried to transform all the wilderness and the deserts to a sky with stars, with a gardens, to gardens. The sky with the stars is a star toward the youth and the virgins who lived their life and went to the wilderness. Only they are seeking to love God. They need only to pray to God and to love God. And this is what happened exactly when Jesus Christ visited in first Egypt. He planted the first seeds in Egypt. He planted the first seed in Egypt for the Christianity, for the Christian faith. That's why when we ask in first question, why Jesus chose Egypt? If we look to the map, we will find like Iraq or Babel on the north. And in other side, we have Jordan and we have Aram. And there is a lot of countries. Why Jesus chose especially Egypt? Because first of all, to fulfill the prophecy, what we read here now, which is in the prophecy of Isaiah, when he said, behold, the Lord rides on a swift cloud. The swift cloud here is Saint Mary. He came from Jerusalem and he entered to Egypt with Saint Mary and Saint Joseph and Salome. And if we continue the prophecy, and will come into Egypt, the idols of Egypt will totter at his presence. Each place was visited by Jesus Christ in Egypt, all the idols were tottered. For sure, he is the Lord of the glory, the Lord of the heaven and the earth, and the idols, it's made by the devil. And they couldn't support that the Lord of the glory enters this place. And the heart of Egypt will melt in its midst. And to know the meaning of this sentence, the heart of Egypt will melt in its midst, we have to go back like a little bit. We have to know in first that Jesus Christ chose Egypt exactly and specially. And he knows very well that he will face two dangerous points. First of all, he need or he had to pass through Sinai desert, and which is very dangerous desert. And the second point, which is the bad history of Egypt with Jews. And more than this, in all the Old Testaments, when it's written Egypt, it is symbolized only to the evil and the sins. And Jesus knows very well that at this time, the source of evil and sins is from Egypt, or is in Egypt. And he knows very well that he will go to a very dangerous country. But he knows also that he needs to transform all this evil and all these sins to be the spring of the Christianity to all the world. He changed everything. He changed everything. We can imagine that during, over the time, for example, Egypt was the source of the Christianity and the faith, or Christian faith, to all the world. For example, Alexandria was the teacher of the theology to all the world, who taught all the world about Christianity, about the faith of the Christians. It was from Egypt in first, who instituted the creed, our creed, who is Pope Athanasius, the Pope 20, which is distributed now in all the world, it first in beginning from Egypt. That's why this is the first seeds that Jesus Christ planted in Egypt to be after this the spring of the Christianity to all the world. Egypt also taught the monasticism by Abba Anthony. First monk in all the world was Abba Anthony from Egypt also. That's why after this, if we need to know the meaning of this sentence, the heart of Egypt will melt in its midst. It's meaning that all the people in Egypt, or the Christians, will love God. They will love God from their heart. If we compare the heart of the Egyptians, or the Christianity, or the Coptic Orthodox Church with other churches, we will find we love God from our heart. And in that day there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt. And this is exactly what happened. When the Holy Family enter from the east, from Egypt, and they went again to the west, and then back again to the south, it's like Jesus Christ need to draw like a cross on Egypt. This is first of all, to give the blessing to the people, the blessing to this land. And second point is like he need to at last point in the south was in Maharak Monastery, and he, Jesus Christ, institute first altar in Egypt was in at this monastery, and he consecrated this altar by himself. That's why when Pope Theophilus in 4th century, he tried to consecrate to this one, this altar, and he told him that Saint Mary appeared to him, and she told him, no, you cannot do this because Jesus Christ slept on this altar first. Then, and the pillar to the Lord at its border. The pillar at its border is Sam Mark. He is the pillar of the Christianity in Egypt, and Alexandria, the teacher of the Christianity to all the world. And another verse, it's whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, blessed is Egypt, my people. Again, it's blessed is Egypt, my people. He didn't say people. No, he said like my people. I know maybe we are Canadians and we have a citizenship of Canada, of Canadians, but I think we are, our foundation should be from Egypt and from Coptic Orthodox Church. And Coptic, it's mean Egypt. That's why we have to be proud that we are Egyptian or Coptic. We will not forget our fathers and our grandfathers, martyrs in Egypt. We are Christians because of them. Our church here in Canada or state or anywhere in the world, it's built on these martyrs. That's why we will never forget our Coptic or our foundation in Egypt. That's why Jesus gave the blessing to this earth. He knows very well, you can imagine the tour. They talk like, okay, first of all, the Holy Family spent around 3 years and 11 months in Egypt. And how we know this? We know this from, you know, that the pharaohs wrote everything in papyrus, and everything it wrote like this, and they wrote that the Holy Family, okay, passed in Egypt, and they stay in Egypt around 3 years and 11 months. And I can imagine anyone flee from anyone, to any country. We will stay like in one place or two places only. But actually, this has not happened with the Holy Family. They take a tour from east to west to south, again to north. Okay, only the longest period they stay in Maharak Monastery, 6 months only. But why? Why Jesus make like this with the Holy Family? Because he need to bless the people, to bless all the places in Egypt. And each place was visited by Jesus, now is a church on the name of the Virgin Mary. Only except one or two church on the name of Saint George. Each place was visited by Jesus, now is a church. And also, as we said before, that Jesus tried to plant the first seeds in Egypt, he knows very well that our church will face a lot of persecutions and heresies. And he needs that the Egyptian or the Christians in Egypt stood and stood fast and preserve also the faith, the Christian faith. And that's why also Jesus gave the blessing to this earth. Another point is why Jesus chose like Egypt to visit. To fulfill a symbolize. Which symbolize? In the Old Testament we know that in all the stories in the Old Testaments, we have some the story like a symbolized to Jesus Christ, and one of these story is Joseph. Joseph, when he went to Egypt, due to persecution of his brothers. And also, Jesus went to Egypt due to persecution of Herod. And when Joseph became the second man in Egypt, he stored wheat in huge stores. He knew very well that after 7 years, there will be 7 years of famine. And that's why he planned to store wheat. Only Egypt at this time had food. And it's the same as Jesus what he did when he visited Egypt. When Jesus visited Egypt, he stored all the wheat, all the seed in Egypt, because he knew that after a while, after a period, we will face a lot of persecution and heresies in the world, and from Egypt, they will preserve the faith. They will preserve the Christianity. That's why this is the same as symbolized to Joseph. And another question, how we know about the itinerary of the Holy Family in Egypt? We don't know. It is not written in our Bible or anywhere. How we know about this? As I said before, that in 4th century, Pope Theophilus went to Maharak Monastery to consecrate the altar, and Saint Mary appeared to him and she told him, "No, you cannot touch the altar, because this altar is both consecrated from Jesus." And he prayed to Saint Mary in order to tell him about the itinerary of the Holy Family, and she told him bit by bit what they did during this tour in Egypt. And today is 24th of Bashan, in the first place the Holy Family was settled in, which is in Zakazik. It's one kind in like a small city in Egypt. That's why we celebrate 24th of Bashan. It's the first place where the Holy Family are settled in this place. And finally, we have to know what is the spiritual lessons we can take from this feast. First of all, first point is the flee. Jesus flee from the evil. And we have to know very well that we cannot fight against or fight the evil by ourselves or by our hand. We have to take in first Jesus with us, the hand of God with us, to fight. That's why we have, if we need to quench the fire, if we need to switch off the fire, we have to find the water. And the water here is Jesus. We have to know very well that we have, at some point, we have to flee from the evil, from the sins, and we have to know also that only the way to fight this evil and the sins is by Jesus. And the second point, when the idols were tottered and fell. When Jesus entered to any place, all the evil, all the sins will be destroyed. That's why we have to know very well that we need to open our heart and to give the permission to our Lord to go enter our heart in order to destroy the sin, destroy the bad habits, to destroy the bad thought. If we need to defeat this, we have to open our heart to our Lord as Egypt opened the door to Jesus Christ and the Holy Family. And by passing, he destroyed everything for like evil or the sins or the idols related to the devil. God give us the blessing of this feast and also give us the joy and the peace like Egypt also. And we pray to Egypt, glory be to God forever. Amen.
Seen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was in the dead according to the Scriptures. Ascend into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins, we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Amen.
We look for the resurrection.